This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Republicans are working to reduce their disadvantage among black voters. For decades, they've lost almost all the black vote to Democrats. That includes the year 2000, when George W. Bush lost overwhelmingly among African Americans. This year, the president is trying to do better, and Senator John Kerry wants to make sure he doesn't. Here's NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.
There's a riddle that asks, what percentage of black votes put George W. Bush in the White House? The answer, sure to get a laugh in some quarters, is 20%, referring to Justice Clarence Thomas, who was one of the five Supreme Court justices who effectively decided the election in Mr. Bush's favor. Actually, Mr. Bush won an estimated 8% of the black vote in 2000. This year, the Kerry and Bush campaigns are paying particular attention to black voters. Here are excerpts from two ads attacking Senator Kerry that began airing on black radio stations in 12 key states last week.
Our community doesn't need another wishy-washy rich white politician. And boy, does Kerry come across as rich, white, and wishy-washy. Stay tuned. His wife says she's African-American, while technically true. I don't believe a white woman raised in Africa surrounded by servants qualifies.
The Bush-Cheney campaign is not associated with the ads. They were paid for by a major white GOP contributor and put together by a group called People of Color United. But Bill Lynch, deputy manager of the Kerry Edwards campaign, condemned the ads as, quote, disgusting and another partisan attempt to divide and distract people from what he called the president's failed record at creating jobs or increasing home ownership among blacks. Nonetheless, Karl Rove, President Bush's top political advisor, believes the president's policies are in line with the aspirations of most African Americans.
African Americans want good schools. They see that he is an advocate of education reform that's making a real difference in their schools. African Americans are an entrepreneurial class. They want an opportunity to own their own home, own their own small business if they desire. They're patriotic and believe in a strong national defense.
Speaking last month in Detroit to an Urban League convention, President Bush posed a series of questions.
Does the Democrat Party take African American voters for granted? That's a fair question. I know plenty of politicians assume they have your vote, but do they earn it, and do they deserve it? Is it a good thing for the African-American community to be represented mainly by one political party?
Former candidate for the Democratic nomination, Reverend Al Sharpton, responded directly to President Bush's questions at last month's Democratic National Convention.
It was those that earned our vote that got our vote. We got the Civil Rights Act under Democrat. We got the Voting Rights Act under Democrat. We got the right to organize under Democrat.
Candidate Kerry has also picked up on hot-button issues most likely to spur black voter turnout. Controversy over blacks being denied the right to vote and in some cases having their votes thrown out in Florida in the 2000 presidential election.
Don't tell us in the strongest democracy on earth that a million disenfranchised African Americans in an election is the best that we can do.
This spring, when Kerry had tied up the Democratic nomination, leading black Democrats immediately began pressuring him to do a better job of relating to African American voters. Gregory Meeks is a congressman from New York.
When they hear him talk about the Supreme Court and those appointments, when they hear him talking about minority entrepreneurship, when they hear him talking about reinvesting in urban cities, then they will connect to John Kerry. And I often remind people, African Americans did not connect with Bill Clinton early on.
It's also clear that President Bush has not connected with a large number of African Americans in his first term. One key difference emerged when the administration argued against affirmative action in college admissions. But President Bush speaks with pride about the number of high-level African Americans in his administration.
I picked a good man to serve as the head of the Education Department, Rod Page.
He listed several other black appointees in that speech, including Alphonso Jackson, Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, and Michael Powell, Chairman of the Federal Communications Commission. President Bush also noted that his national security advisor is Condoleezza Rice, and his Secretary of State is Colin Powell. But former Transportation Secretary Rodney Slater, who is now a consultant for the Kerry campaign, says diversity alone is not enough to sell the president to the black community.
People will also look beyond those faces and make a judgment about the policies. When that occurs, then the president comes up short.
Republicans surely disagree with Slater on that. They've repeatedly questioned what policies Kerry has developed to address the needs of the black community. Still, the latest polls show Kerry with an overwhelming lead among black voters. President Bush is getting only about 6% of the black vote, less than he got in 2000. That hasn't discouraged presidential adviser Rove from seeking black votes.
If we hope to be a great political party, we have a moral obligation to keep at the task until the situation turns around.
It's a surprise that the black vote is getting any attention in this race after the overwhelming African-American support for Democrats in the 2000 election. But tight polls have led political strategists on both sides to reconsider the power of the black vote in 2004. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.